From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Director of U.S. Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo told broadcast interviewers he would not be surprised if North Korea tested another nuclear missile, or a missile that is, downplaying the possibility of an imminent military confrontation. Meantime, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster insists while the U.S. is prepared for military action against Pyongyang, Trump administration is trying every diplomatic means to resolve the issues. Mr. McMaster did allude to the U.S. being closer to war now than a decade ago. We asked Harry Kasianis, Director of Defense Studies at the Center for the National Interest, what McMaster meant, and he said it's simply referring to tensions between Washington and Pyongyang being on the rise.
I think what really struck everybody last week when the Washington Post report came out, essentially detailing that the North Koreans were much further along than anybody had thought, specifically being able to miniaturize nuclear weapons and put them on missiles. Essentially, what we're going through is another like Sputnik moment, I guess, if you will. 60 years ago, actually, this coming October, is when the Soviet Union put a long-range missile into the air and put a satellite above everybody's head. And that freaked the American people out. We're basically going through a mini version of the same thing.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed North Korea must stop its provocative behavior, and they repeated a mutual commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Suspected Islamic extremists opened fire at a restaurant late Sunday in the capital of Burkina Faso, killing at least 17 in the second such attack in a restaurant popular with foreigners in the last 2 years. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News.